Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers.
Hey friends, Kristen here, and I'm excited to be sharing a new podcast episode with my friend Jessica Muck. Jessica is a pelvic floor therapist, and she is in private practice with Restore Pelvic Floor. And I found our conversation fascinating. We talked all about how everyone has a pelvic floor and certain things that we can do to strengthen our pelvic floor and help us maintain those urges to go to the bathroom and just all the things that are part of our body and how the pelvic floor plays a huge part in that. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. Bye.
All right. I'm so excited. I'm here with my friend Jessica Muck.
Hello.
Say hi. And she is with Restore Pelvic Health. Yes. And I have gotten to know Jessica through Move 4. She's a client at Move 4 and has come and taken Pilates. But since then, Jessica has helped me learn more about my pelvic floor. And I'm excited for you guys to hear from her today. So share a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Yeah, so I am Jessica, and I am a pelvic floor physical therapist. And so what that means is that I'm trained above and beyond kind of normal physical therapy to look specifically at the pelvic floor, and I'm trained specifically to be able to do an internal assessment of the pelvic floor. Mm-hmm. Because the pelvic floor plays such a huge role in stability, in continence, in our bowel and our bladder and our sexual function. It's such a huge part of the things that we take for granted in life.
Right.
And to be able to assess those muscles internally really is what is required to be able to fix a lot of things.
I think what was fascinating to me was just this assumption at first, like, oh, well, pelvic floor just has to do with you're like postpartum, which it definitely plays a role when you are postpartum and you have a lot of postpartum clients.
Right.
But everyone has a pelvic floor.
Yes, exactly. Men and women, everyone has a pelvic floor. And whether you have had a baby recently, whether you have had a baby 20, 30 years ago, whether you have never had a baby. And again, even men, we all have pelvic floor, so we can all have pelvic floor dysfunction.
Yeah. Describe what is the pelvic floor. Like, I know we don't have a picture here, but describe like exactly like
right.
where it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So one way to think about the pelvic floor is to imagine a trampoline. It's almost like a trampoline or a hammock of muscles that sit inside the pelvis. And so they support everything above the pelvis. So if you think about that, if you can visualize a trampoline, what we've got is the frame of the trampoline, which is your bony pelvis, so the bones. And then the springs of the trampoline would be like your ligaments. So the ligaments that attach to your bladder and your uterus. And then you've got the muscles, which would be the main mesh of the trampoline. And so those muscles have to be able to have the right amount of support. They can't be too tight or the trampoline's not springy, and they can't be too loose, or if you were jumping on the trampoline, you'd go straight to the ground.
Yeah.
So just like that trampoline mesh, the pelvic floor muscles have to have strength and stability, but they also have to be able to move through a range of motion,
right?
Just like any other muscle.
Right. I love that visual of a trampoline. That really helps me to see it and how it moves. And you're saying when it's too tight and then when it's not tight enough. I mean, that's basically like when we have to go tinkle, right? Like,
right. Right.
Like that uncontrolled urge. Or
yes.
I mean, what are some other things? Because you mentioned some things earlier. Constipation.
Yes.
That's one.
Yep. So a lot of people come to me and they're like, I have these problems. I need to strengthen my pelvic floor. Mm-hmm. But strength is not always the issue with mm-hmm. the pelvic floor. It can be other things. So kind of broadly, there's two categories of dysfunction. We've got hypertonicity, overactivity, and then on the other end of the spectrum, we've got lack of strength and lack of support. So if you have too much tension in your pelvic floor,
yeah,
those pelvic floor muscles can't move through their range of motion very well. They don't help your body manage pressure. So if you have symptoms like constipation, mm-hmm. urinary frequency or urgency, where you feel like you have to go really badly, mm-hmm. or you leak on the way to the toilet when you mm-hmm. feel like your bladder's full, or if you're having pain, mm-hmm. Those things typically go into that overactivity category, yeah. which kind of anecdotally, that's most of us.
Right.
Because right. if you think about life and you think about like how much tension you hold in your jaw and your upper traps, mm-hmm. I guarantee you that your pelvic floor is holding
yeah.
that much tension, if not more.
Yeah.
On the other end of the spectrum, if you've ever had a prolapse or you leak urine with laughing, coughing, sneezing, jumping, if you feel a lot of pressure or heaviness in your pelvic floor, like maybe something's kind of falling out, mm-hmm. then that is typically associated with weakness or lack of support.
Okay.
But the tricky thing about the pelvic floor mm-hmm. is that, one, it could be both.
Yeah.
and two, how our body manages pressure mm-hmm. plays a role in either one of those things. So just because you leak urine, that doesn't mean you have a weak pelvic floor.
Okay.
So, like, it's a matter of that's, you know, with my training, that's what I do is I assess internally so I can see mm-hmm. if those muscles can contract, relax, lengthen, move through a range of motion, mm-hmm. and what happens to those muscles when you're coughing or sneezing or engaging your abdominals to exercise.
Yeah. That's what was interesting to me when I first came to you and we did my assessment was how you just kept reminding me to breathe.
Right.
And we were talking about the breath and like the difference in a short breath and a belly breath and how that is actually affecting my pelvic floor. And then it was interesting too when I heard you speak and then when we were talking how you connected it to anxiety as right. well. So talk a little bit about the breath and what's going on internally as well.
Yes. So our body is a pressure system, right? Mm-hmm. And pressure affects how our bladder functions, how our basically all of our internal organs function. Mm-hmm. And so everybody is busy. Everybody is stressed. Life is hard. And
no.
so no, it seems easy. So we all get in these habits of just holding muscle tension.
Yeah.
Going back to the jaw.
Right.
You know, like you can recognize that you're clenching your jaw mm-hmm. or holding your upper traps tight, but mm-hmm. have you ever thought about how much tension you hold in your abdominals?
Yeah.
We get into that just like gripping our glutes when we're yes. standing up. Those butt cheeks are yeah. just like so tight and yeah. our upper abs are so tight that we're just constantly creating these corsets for our body.
Yeah.
And the thing about the pelvic floor is it doesn't work in isolation. A big part of the pelvic floor function is the diaphragm.
Yes.
So the diaphragm is your breathing muscle. Mm-hmm. And so when you take a breath in, your diaphragm flattens. Mm-hmm. So if your diaphragm flattens, then your pelvic floor should work in synergy with that, and it should kind of drop a little bit.
Yeah.
So that as you breathe in and you breathe out normally throughout your day, your diaphragm and your pelvic floor are moving together mm-hmm. to help manage pressure in your body. So say, for example, you have too much tension in your pelvic floor, and it's kind of, it's squeezed, it's tight, it's shortened, it doesn't move very well because mm-hmm. it's so tight. Mm-hmm. When you take a breath in or when you laugh or cough or sneeze or you're active with exercising and your diaphragm's moving, mm-hmm. but your abs are gripped and your pelvic floor's not moving, all you're doing is putting a ton of pressure down
yeah.
on your bladder yeah. and your organs.
Yeah. Which that's what we've discovered.
Yes. Which over time leads to dysfunction.
Yeah. Yeah.
And breathing it's so important. You know, breathing doesn't fix everything.
Right.
But it almost does. Because when we use our breath, we can relax the muscles that we're holding and gripping into. We improve the nervous system. Mm-hmm. So we tap into that parasympathetic system or our vagus nerve help calm stress, mm-hmm. calm that muscle mm-hmm. holding, improve the pressure management mm-hmm. in our body.
Yeah. It just reminds me how everything works together, you know, because in my training with functional nutrition, it's about your full body systems and all the different parts of your body. And that's exactly what you're saying. Like, your diaphragm is working with your pelvic floor. If your jaw is tense, that can mean that you've got that tightness in your pelvic floor. Like, it's not just one thing. It's moving throughout your body, this tension.
Right.
And it's just fascinating. And so what's been cool, too, two things I want to kind of ask real quick. Like, first, again, how our whole body's connected. We drink water throughout the day, or we have other, you know, drinks. But that filters all the way through our body, and it goes through our urinary tract. And the big area that the pelvic floor holds, that's where a lot of that circulation happens.
Yes.
But, like, one of my first questions I had for you was, okay, so if I'm experiencing, like, ooh, that gotta go feeling, like, should I cut back on my water intake? And your answer was...
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Because, again, the system has mm-hmm. to function well for all of this to work well.
Yeah.
And so your bladder is sensitive to things that we call bladder irritants, right?
Right.
So... citrus, coffee, alcohol, caffeine, bubbly mm-hmm. things. Uh-huh. But a big bladder irritant is dehydration.
That's right.
And so if you're holding back water because you feel like you have to pee all the time mm-hmm. or you leak a little bit of urine, mm-hmm. then you're dehydrated, mm-hmm. which is irritating your bladder more.
Yeah.
So
it's actually a reverse effect.
It's counterproductive.
Yeah.
There are other things that we can do to keep the body properly hydrated. To calm that urgency,
mm-hmm.
but absolutely the answer is not withholding fluid.
Yeah, yeah. I figured that was the answer, but that was neat when we had our first, like, visit together. Okay, so if someone wants to come and learn more about their pelvic floor, you know, tell them where they can find you, and then what are just some tips to get people started with activating this pelvic floor and learning more about this really cool muscle. Like, it's not just muscles, it's all the things.
Absolutely. So Restore Pelvic Health Physical Therapy. I'm mm-hmm. on Facebook, Instagram. I have a website.
Yep.
Office is located over on Ross Clark Circle. Mm-hmm. So pretty easy for everybody mm-hmm. to access. So if they want to come make an appointment for an evaluation, mm-hmm. they can just call me. You can text that number or email me, whatever is easy.
Perfect.
Try to make it pretty accessible, or just send me a message on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah.
As far as tips,
yeah,
what I always start with, whether you're in here or I talk to somebody online or in person, start with the breath.
Mm.
Start to learn how to use your diaphragm mm-hmm. and take a breath with your diaphragm. Mm-hmm. And so what that means is most people have heard of belly breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sort of, but that's not the whole picture.
Right.
Because when you take a breath with your diaphragm, that diaphragm is attached to your rib cage in 360. So that diaphragm flattens. And so what that means is I want you to think about the rib cage and the belly together opening up like an umbrella.
Oh, that's cool.
What you don't want to happen is when you take a breath in, you don't want to raise your shoulders up towards your neck.
Oh, I just did that.
You did just do that.
You can see me.
And you don't want to suck in your belly.
Yeah.
So belly, rib cage
expands
outwards.
That's
as you
hard.
Take a deep breath yeah. in. And then start to tap mind-body connection into your pelvic floor.
Mm-hmm.
When you learn to breathe that way, what do you feel in your pelvic floor?
Yeah.
Do you feel it draw up when you exhale or breathe out? Do you feel pressure anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Really kind of tap into, like, what do you feel? Mm-hmm. Can you contract those muscles? Do you know what it feels like to contract those muscles?
Right.
It's
a whole new world.
It's a whole new world. It is. It really is. Because it's not something that is, like, easily visible if, say, like, watching our biceps work.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's so important because it holds our whole, like, body upright. Like, it's central.
Absolutely.
You know? So just strengthen that muscle group and that area and to feel it.
And my other tip would be to stay hydrated.
To stay hydrated, yeah.
And so that may mean something different to different people. If you're outside, you're sweating a lot, you're working out, you probably need to supplement with some electrolytes.
Mm-hmm.
Pure water is great,
yeah,
but a lot of times you need electrolytes.
A little extra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And we've got some great videos about drinks with electrolytes, too, that I can link to it. So, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you so much. I mean, it's just, it has opened my eyes to a whole new world, and I just am excited to share this with more people. So,
great.
Thank you, Jessica.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about The Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is The Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye.